Well, so far, we've examined two lines of evidence indicating that God's kingdom will come soon. We've seen how world conditions at Revelation 6 and how people's attitudes at 2 Timothy 3 prove the nearness of God's kingdom. But there's still a third line of evidence. That's the development among God's people themselves. Now, we know the resurrection of the anointed began shortly after Christ was enthroned in 1914. But not all the anointed have completed their earthly course. The reason that this is relevant is because something that we read again in Revelation chapter 6, this time we start at verse 9. Let's go back to Revelation 6. Notice as we read 9 through 11. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those slaughtered because of the word of God, and because of the witness work that they used to have. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Until when, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, are you refraining from judging and avenging our blood upon those who dwell on the earth? And a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little while longer until the number was filled also of their fellow slaves and their brothers who were about to be killed as they also had been. So here the scriptures are describing two parts of the same group whose lives would overlap. Those anointed already in heaven and those still here on the earth. Interestingly, this is consistent with Jesus' words at Matthew 24, verse 34, where he stated, This generation will by no means pass away until all these things occur. Now the obvious question is, to what generation was Jesus referring? And what does this have to do with Revelation chapter 6? Well, like Revelation, the generation that Jesus was referring to also consists of two groups of people whose lives would overlap. Group 1 of this generation discerned the sign of Christ's presence in 1914. But they weren't merely born in 1914, nor merely alive to witness the start of Christ's presence. They were spirit anointed in or before 1914. Therefore, the generation Jesus referred to saw the start of the last days. The second group were those who will see the end of this system of things. As the first group grew older, the second group started to be born. So that for a while, the two groups overlapped one another. They were contemporaries of one another. We might think of it this way. While we were in school, we were contemporaries with children of other ages who were also going through school. Even though our ages differed, we were collectively known as school-age children. We were all part of the same generation of students. Obviously, the older ones finished their course, even while the younger ones were just starting out. Now, applying that thought to Jesus' illustration, he said, in effect, before these younger students could complete their course, this system will have already ended. Now, this is important because today, those younger ones are themselves well advanced in years. This underscores how little time remains and clearly indicates the tribulation must be near. And soon now, Christ will complete his conquest over those who refuse to recognize his authority. This becomes clear as we finish Revelation chapter 6, starting in verse 12. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal, And a great earthquake occurred, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the entire moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as when a fig tree shaken by a high wind casts its unripe figs. And the heaven departed as a scroll that is being rolled up. And every mountain and every island were removed from their places. And the kings of the earth, and the top-ranking ones, and the military commanders, and the rich, and the strong ones, and every slave and every free person hid themselves in the caves and in the rock masses of the mountains. And they kept saying to the mountains and to the rock masses, "Fall over us and hide us from the face of the one seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" Yes, indeed, who will stand? The very fact that the question is asked shows that not all will. But Revelation chapter 7 goes on to say that those who stand are the remaining ones of the anointed and a great crowd of other sheep. So how do we know that the kingdom is coming soon? Is it just a feeling that we have? No, not at all. We've reviewed multiple lines of scriptural evidence. We've taken eyewitness testimony, all leading to the same conclusion. We are deep into the end of this system. God's kingdom will soon come. Christ will soon complete his conquest. He'll soon guide faithful survivors to paradise. So we know that God's kingdom will soon come.